Context ID, Salvatore, yeah.
Chairs, I want to make a general comment.
Yes.
The IAOC at 10 o'clock this morning voted and then Malta is not going to happen.
Okay.
So there's been some comments about Malta. We're going to look for Malta, yada, yada, yada.
Well, but we, for us, that was just a harder deadline. We still
Fair.
Want stuff done, exactly.
No, no, I know we have to get stuff done.
Okay, excellent.
I just want to inform the chairs who are probably too busy to have read that. But
okay,
the
excellent.
Vote happened.
Okay, we appreciate the feedback. So nobody buy tickets, and unfortunately, if you've bought one, try and get a credit or apply it towards San Francisco or whatever. Sorry, guys. Okay?
Okay. My name is Salvatore Loreto. I'm presenting the use case and the requirement for the correlation.
Okay.
In
so you have the to drive the slide? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I have everything.
He's very dexterity.
Okay. This draft was already presented in Dublin, but we have worked a lot on the draft to remove a lot of different use cases, and also to clean up from whatever could give the impression that we have already in mind some solution. So we hope that you have done a good work. Maybe we have improved still a little the cleaner. Motivation. Okay, why we are looking for this mechanism? Okay, generally, when you use SIP, you have a single dialogue that establishes a multimedia session. But there are several use cases or scenario where several SIP dialogue are required to establish so a single multimedia session. So at the end we are. Several SIP dialog, each of one has a single multimedia session, but for some application or scenario, use case or whatever, we need that all these different SIP dialog or multimedia session has to be have to be managed as a logical as a single media session or SIP dialog. So we need, we are looking for, or we are investigating if it's possible, find a mechanism to logically correlate those dialogues. So I want also say that lately in the mailing list in Singapore has been submitted other two drafts related to this line. So the scenario that we have described in this draft are related to this distribute user agent clients. So how it would be possible include an external user agent in a conversation, and which is the mechanism that would be used to logically correlate an existing SIP dialogue with a new SIP dialogue. Here we have in the picture, let's say a normal phone and a webcam. Both belonging to a single at the same user, and this user won't use both to call one of his friends. Here I have put in these two slides just some of the use cases that I have drafted in the document. So I go through them quickly. So using two separate user agents to start a conversation, that's very similar to the picture in the previous slide. So let's say Laura wants to establish a voice session with Bob using a desk phone as a microphone and a soft client as a speaker. And she wants that Bob correlate in some way these two dialogue as a single call. Another use case is when you are in a conversation with some of your friends and you want to start showing him, let's say, some record that you have done from the previous night or something. So you won't include in that conversation a record that you have in a different device. Again, you are in a conversation and you won't provide your friend with a file that you have stored in a different device that from the one that you are using to speak or to talk with him. And again, last here in the slide, if you won't include in a conversation a remote device like a video cam that you have somewhere else. Maybe here we have draft use case where you have a webcam phone for the video surveillance in a new apartment that you have just bought and you want to show how the apartment looks at your friends. Okay. Here are the requirements. So as to be clear right now, we are investigating the possibility to correlate an existing dialogue with a new dialogue or more dialogues. And all of them should be seen as the same media session. Okay, of course, this association or correlation must expire when the last of the SIP dialogue is terminated. And then for the backward compatibility, if of course a user agent that doesn't understand the mechanism receive this mechanism in a call should be handled as best as possible, as well as possible. Your question has let it.
Alan Johnson, is this the last slide on requirements or?
Yes.
Okay. We ran into a similar rule issue in Bliss, looking at the shared appearances, where we had different dialogues that were either being actually mixed, right, the media is being mixed, or they're simply logically related to each other. And we ended up defining parameters in the dialogue package to do this. And I guess my question about the requirements is, do you need to know this correlation at the time of call setup, or do you just need to know it at some point later in the establishment? Because I think that will determine what type of mechanism you need to do it. So I don't know if the draft has that discussion in it, but it seems it would have a big impact on this.
We don't have any specific requirement on when this mechanism should be started. Because as I was saying, it just a start of a requirement. Then we are looking if people are interested in these issues, if one spend cycle on working on this, or they think it's useless.
Hi, Adriel Kaplan. I apologize, I didn't know about this draft because the last meeting sipping was conflicting with another working group drinks. But is the goal from the working group chair's perspective, or do we need to get all the use cases agreed upon here before this can drive work in SIP? I mean, because we clearly have a lot of other use cases for something similar as well.
Yeah, this has to be fully agreed, the requirements, absolutely, yeah. And use cases, yeah, because that drives some of the requirements, right? And that drives why we would do this.
Okay. So do you also have the requirement to cross PDB UAs?
Yeah, I saw that you have submitted a draft in SIP.
Yeah. And because I think you should explicitly call that out. And I had the same issue as Alan a little bit. In that, if there are that dialogue identifier, or it's not really dialogue identifier, that identifier that correlates the two, do you need it? I didn't get the answer quite clearly. Do you need it always at call setup time, or can sometimes you have it afterwards?
Well, we don't yet have a solution in mind. We are
no, but in terms of requirements to solve your use cases.
Well, in the use case that we have in draft, I think that we have to insert something called type setup, or when you want, at time you want to include in your conversation another different device.
Okay. I mean, let's say that the use cases he's been presenting, there's not a hard requirement that this has to happen absolutely at session establishment time. Because if you have a look at all the use cases presented, it could happen a few seconds later.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Not a big deal.
But
exactly. I mean, the main please use the mic for discussions. Anyway, the main goal is to gather interest in whether, you know, something that basically correlates different dialogues makes sense. Salvatore here is presenting a few use cases, and you know, he's been noticing that a few drafts in different working groups, like SIP, some of them in no working group at all, that they have a similar requirement, but with different use cases. So the idea is basically to assess the level of interest in this kind of mechanism, and then if we have, you know, I don't know, 3,000 different use cases, but that they basically come into like three different buckets, we can try to work on that. So that would be the idea, rather than focusing right now on mechanisms and stuff like that. John?
Well, John Owell, well, I think the requirements there are halfway to mechanism anyway. I don't think, but anyway, can you go back to the picture that that shows the audio video call with the audio and video streams coming from different people, or sorry, different devices? My interpretation of that figure is that the camera and the phone on the left belong to the same user.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So, but basically, it's making the device on the right have to have special capabilities to support the separation of devices on the left. Is that right? We seem to be solving this sort of mechanism seems to
impact
on the wrong side.
It's a general picture, just to show what we have in mind. I wasn't able to draw a better picture than this.
Yeah, but John, I wouldn't like to go deeply into discussing each use case, because I'm looking more into as I said, the requirements. So your comment was like, this looks more like a mechanism instead of requirement. So could you clarify that?
Well. Yeah, I think you need to get the requirement. You need to know what you're trying to do. And I thought this was an example of what we're trying to do. And I can't, from that figure, I can't get to the point where I have to have a mechanism for correlating dialogues.
What was the comment?
From that figure, I can't deduce that I have to have a mechanism for correlating dialogues. That figure doesn't tell me that.
I guess that the comment is that the figure is not too general.
Yeah, I think there are other solutions.
Well,
I
apologize
agree the
for
requirements
this,
for being able to stream video and audio, send video and audio from different devices. But whether that involves correlation of dialogues at the far end,
well, I believe
that doesn't follow.
The requirement that Salva was presented, at least in the next slide, was like they are treated as a single multimedia session, and that was his requirement. These are the use cases. That's what I was stressing, the difference between a use case and a requirement. And I was interested in hearing, John, why the requirement looks like a mechanism. Because if that's the case, then definitely they have to rephrase it.
And we're going to have to freeze the line at Keith, because we're getting close to overtime.
Laura Lees, Deutsche Telekom. We need some kind
closer
of
to the mic, please, because it's hard to hear you. Yeah.
We need some kind of this dialogue correlation feature for diagnosis purposes to correlate SIP dialogues which belong to the same logical SIP call across B2B user agent. It would be possible to add this scenario to the draft?
As I said before, I mean, the goal is to really gather, like, Hadrel has some use cases, you have some use cases, you know, to gather them together and see.
Okay.
As I said, maybe there's requirements for a single mechanism or they fall in different buckets.
Yes.
So that would be great that, you know, you catch up with Salva and try to put something together.
Okay.
Paul.
Paul Kizova. John mostly beat me to it.
I don't have any problem with the wording of the use cases. They're fine. But there's more in here than that. You know, I mean, if we just restrict ourselves to the use cases, I got no problems. With, like John, I can't get from the use cases to the requirements. Yeah, and partly if you go back to the picture, in that picture, I don't know whether those lines are media lines or signaling lines or both. You know, and if they were signaling lines, then yes, then from that you can infer that there's a requirement for correlation. You know,
but I mean, what Salva said is that there's different SIP dialogues to establish a single media session. So basically, as I understand that picture, is a SIP dialogue between the camera and the mobile on the right, and a single SIP dialogue from the mobile on the left to the one on the right.
Well,
so
you could do it that way, but we're definitely down in mechanisms at that point, because I can set up the signaling sessions so that there's only one signaling session into the guy on the right.
True.
Yeah, and two media sessions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's been a draft on this, the session mobility draft, which is now expired, but which was revved a few times.
Well, I think we may get to related topic. Yeah, Colin.
Colin Jennings, an individual. I'm really interested in solving a use case that I think might be what you have on the diagram, but it's a little bit different. It's on, you know, on the right-hand side, I've got a high-capability media terminal. And on the left-hand side, I have a PBX, which is a back-to-back user agent, and hanging off of it has an audio-only device, a video-only device, an IM-only device, a device that does all of them, and I want to be able to move calls around between them. That type of scenarios, I can speak for my employer. They are very interested in having good solutions to that problem. We have many bad solutions to that.
Ronnie Evan, to repeat what Colin says, I mean, I'm aware of such, we did such implementation of such solution, and the problem is that what you describe is not enough, because part of the issue is about, was that we had the problem, and I think in the past I talked with Alan for his draft, is how the audio device tell the video device to connect to the same device, which comes later after you do the audio connection. And so the call flow, the whole solution needs to be specified before you go to requirement, so you see how it works.
No. I mean, what Paul has said is that basically Salvatore needs to consider things like third-party call control, that they could basically instantiate this use case without doing that. So basically what Salva has to do is to address why that doesn't meet the requirement, if I understood Paul correctly. Okay.
Yeah, and we need to move forward because we're running out of time.
Okay, and you need to understand that you also need to have some correlation on the M lines and all the information.
Okay, right. The nitty-gritty details of the solution. Yeah, Keith, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, the message I want to convey is, I think if this goes forward, then there's an awful lot of work to do in SIPping before it goes any further.
Well,
I mean,
that's fine. Yeah, this is the idea. We're trying to cook things fully here before we give them to you.
In order to go forward, we need to clearly understand the semantics of that correlation.
Yes.
And I'll give some examples. Is it local? Is it global? Is it scoped only to a correlation of the dialogues, or does it have some impact on the applications using those dialogues? And how many correlations can I actually have on a dialogue? Is it a one-to-one, one-to-many, many-to-many?
Well,
sort of things all need to be.
And actually, I mean, Keith was bringing up a very good point, semantics. So basically, Salvatore is presenting here one type of grouping semantics, if you want to call it like that. And I've heard different people that they have ideas of grouping things where the semantics may be similar or may not be that similar. So what I'm interested in is to check how many semantics we need to group these kind of things and discuss it. So basically, I see a you know, good level of interest in going on working on this. Salva, please, you know, talk to the people that give you comments, and let's try to advance that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right,
and the last slide, but
on the list, yeah.
Okay, just throwing a couple of existing mechanisms.
Okay, but I don't think we want to get into mechanism now, if you don't mind. Yeah, yeah, we're running out of time. But hopefully, the people that were up at the mic will go ahead and post comments to the list, and let's keep this discussion going, please. Okay, Alan's up now.